KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's mostly clear and 50 degrees after a low of 49. We're looking for it to be partly cloudy today with a high around 78. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. In Southwest Iowa news, sheriff's deputies in Adams County Saturday arrested a man from Carbon on numerous charges. 81-year-old Jerry Mack Anderson faces charges that include three Class C felony counts of enticing a minor, one Class D felony count of enticing a minor, four counts of indecent exposure, and four counts of third-degree harassment. Anderson was being held in the Adams County Jail on $40,200 cash bond. Officials of the Shelby County Emergency Management Agency report the tornado warning system will be tested today across Shelby County. The test begins at 12:30 p.m. And again, no severe weather is expected today. This is a test of the tornado warning systems. It starts at 12:30 and all across Shelby County communities. The Iowa Department of Public Health this morning reports 243 additional COVID-19 cases since 10 a.m. on Sunday. The COVID-19 dashboard indicates 45,724 cases have been confirmed statewide since the outbreak began in Iowa. Of the state's confirmed cases, 33,104 Iowans have recovered. And four additional COVID-19 deaths have been reported for a statewide total now of 878. COVID-19 outbreaks at long-term care facilities account for 473 of the state's total deaths. There have been 241 hospitalizations, 10 more than Sunday. 78 patients are in intensive care, and that's three more than reported yesterday. And hospitals admitted 27 new COVID-19 patients in the past 24 hours, compared to 28 on Sunday. Hospitals in western and central Iowa report 14 people are hospitalized with COVID-19, 7 are in an ICU. One person was recently admitted and one was on a ventilator. That's two less than Sunday. And again, that is for Western and Southwest Iowa hospitals. The IDPH dashboard doesn't show much change from yesterday at 10 a.m., except to say that Shelby County has two more positive cases than they had on Sunday for a total of 160. Pottawatomie County cases continue to increase at 1,212 altogether, and 816 of those have recovered. Well, as reported over the weekend, the Cass County Public Health System officials on Sunday confirmed the first death associated with the novel coronavirus for a resident of Cass County. And Cass County Public Health Director Beth Olson said, "We extend our heartfelt sympathy to this individual's family. We know this is a difficult time for them, and we honored their right to privacy. The only details about the patient we are able to disclose," she said, "is that they were between the ages of 61 and 80. Olson said that we continue to work daily with key stakeholders in the county and state to limit the spread of COVID-19 so that we can decrease its impact on our residents, families, businesses, and everyday life, and lives, that is, and our call to action and plea to every Iowan is still the same. We need everyone's help in practicing social distancing, wear your mask, and stay home when you're ill so that they can hasten the end of this pandemic." Physicians from around the state gathered on the Iowa State Capitol steps this past weekend to call on Governor Reynolds to either issue a statewide mask mandate or at least allow local officials to require face coverings in public places. Dr. Brian Prevett, an ophthalmologist in Cedar Rapids, is president of the Iowa Medical Society.
"Our message is clear. The benefits of wearing masks and mandating the use of masks far outweigh the downsides."
Austin Baith, an internal medicine doctor from Des Moines, says Iowa is one of only two states in the country without a public policy on masks.
"Iowa is on the cusp of catastrophe, and we need to do everything we can do now. Face masks work."
Iowa Public Health Association Lena Tucker-Reinders said that too many Iowans are not wearing a face mask in public.
"We, your public health and healthcare communities of Iowa, are calling on Governor Reynolds to do the right thing. Support a mask mandate, ideally statewide, but minimally allowing local authorities to have local control."
Last Thursday, Reynolds said a lot of states with a mask mandate aren't enforcing it.
"And if you look at some of the states and the timelines that they actually issued a mandate, they're the cases are still rising. So, you know, it's just there's not a silver bullet. There's not a single answer."
Reynolds said she'll continue with a public service campaign encouraging Iowans to mask up as an effective way to slow the spread of COVID-19. But she says, while medical professionals say mask use is effective, there are people who would tell you just the opposite. In our funeral announcements, Carol Schuler Miller, age 70, of Avondale, Arizona, and formerly of Atlantic, died July 22nd. Visitation of the family of Carol Miller will be today from 5 until 7 p.m. at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. LaVon Anderson, age 89, of Harlan, died Friday. Funeral services for LaVon Anderson will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Gerald Jerry Claver, age 94, of Harlan, died Saturday. A mass of Christian burial for Jerry Claver will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Betty Jean Betts, age 94, of Guthrie Center, died Friday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Graveside services for Betty Jean Betts will be Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the Dalmanutha Cemetery in rural Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Sharon Pearl Estes, age 77, of Diamond Head Lake near Dexter, died Tuesday. Graveside memorial services for Sharon Estes will be Wednesday at 12:30 at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery near Van Meter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Ernest Carley, age 95, of Carson, died Friday at his home. Funeral services for Ernest Carley will be this Friday at 10 o'clock at the Carson United Methodist Church. Los Hills Funeral Home in Carson has arrangements. Philip Widener, age 70, of Marney, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Philip Widener will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Warren Kellaway, age 65, of West Des Moines and formerly of Anita, died Sunday at his home. Services for Warren Kellaway are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Anita. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street here in Atlantic, the former Sears building. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.